Jojo Mason, how are you, man?
Man, I am so good. I am so good. I'm chilling. I'm legit on the road. I'm living my dream. You know, can't get much better than this, baby.
On the road with Stephen Lee Olsen and the Country Night in Canada tour. How's the tour been?
Oh, man. I don't even where to begin. There has been, it feels like we've been out here for like a week, which, I mean, a little bit longer than a week, but so much has happened. Like, so many things we've had to deal with that have been kind of, you know, but like we have so many stories already that I'm not allowed to tell you, but it's just the best, man. The crew that Steven puts together and the company that he keeps, man, is just, they've accepted me with open arms. They've welcomed me. They crush it every night. His band, his crew is so sweet, man. I'm just happy to be here, my man.
Yeah, talk about your relationship with Stephen Lee Olsen prior to heading out on tour and how maybe you got the gig with him on the tour.
You know what? I've known Stephen for a long, or no, at least known about Stephen for a long time, as we all have. Guys got hit after hit after hit. I've been a fan for a long time. And I'm friends with his wife as well, Shannon Ella, who's a prominent figure in the Canadian country scene right now as well. So I know the two of them quite well now, and I got to spend some time out at Steven's place before the tour. So we kind of knew each other in passing, but I've always been a fan of his, and I've always loved his music and his drive and his work ethic. And anybody that I've ever talked to just has the utmost respect and good things to say about him. So when we got a chance to finally sit down, connect, hang, shoot the breezy, man, this guy's like my spirit animal, dude. We got the same taste in music. We've been through so many similar things in life. I can't tell you how many like bro chats we've had, and dude, he's my guy, man. I'm so happy to be here and being able to bring a little bit of energy, a little bit of extra flavor to the show to make his tour a success, man. This is his first time touring across Canada, so dude, I'm just happy to be here and do everything I can to make his life a little bit easier, you know?
February 7th, that tour rolls into Saskatoon at the Capitol Music Club. Still some tickets available for that show. I know you've already played some sold-out shows on this tour already. And as for Saskatoon, you know, if you don't have yours yet, get them while you can. But you guys also play, both play hockey. Be honest, who's the better hockey player?
I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not touching that.
He said
maybe
you were.
Maybe if we roll through. Well, I mean, I don't like to brag or nothing, but, you know, maybe if we roll through, we'll have to rent some ice or something and see, maybe hit up the ODR and, you know, see if we can lace them up.
I heard you got your equipment on tour with you. So just in case the chance to play hockey comes around, right?
Hey, if anybody's listening to this and y'all got a lead on some ice, you hit me up. I'm down to play at all times. Actually, we had a stop in Cranbrook the other day, and we had some time on our hands during the day. So I found one of the outdoor rinks and cruised over, man. I laced up the skate. There was already a game in progress. So I just kind of like put them on, and I skated awesome. Over and just kind of like stood on the side, right? I felt like a nervous child, dude. It was crazy. And this guy, his kid comes over to me, taps me on the shoulder and says, "Hey, man, you want to play?" I was like, "Oh, yes, I do." He's like, "You can be on my team. This guy's on our team, and that guy's on our team, and that kid. We're going that way." I was like, "Oh, man, my childhood is being
right there
replenished right now, yes. Dude. It's insane, man." So,
can I play?
Chance anybody got some lead? Dude, it was crazy. Yep. Any chance anybody got some leads on some ice, y'all holler at us, man. I'm down to play always.
If you haven't checked it out, the Country Night in Canada tour looks a lot like the Hockey Night in Canada logo. Anyway, so that's where the boys, they both play hockey, and they're having fun on the road. And what's cool about February 7th, JoJo, when you roll into Saskatoon, not only are you going to be excited to play for the fans of the Capitol, but it's a big day for you, release of a brand new EP. Tell us about it.
Man, you guys know this, and I've said this to you guys 100 times. Like, the only thing that I want to do with my music is be able to connect with people, right? Make people feel something. That's been my goal since day one. And with this album, man, I feel like I've opened a completely new side of who I am for you guys to see. And I'm very excited for you guys to get a glimpse of you know, get a glimpse of the, you know, the kind of new direction that I'm going and what I'm bringing to the table, man. This EP, this one just means a lot to me. You know, this is the first project that I've been in full control of. I have made all of the decisions from production to release to artwork to everything. This has been all mine, and it's been a long time coming. There's been some peaks and some definite valleys, let me tell you. But that's why this one means so much to me, man. It's not just about a couple of songs on a record. It's like me finally taking control of my life and my career. So, dude, I'm very excited to share it with you guys.
Yeah, and I'm sure you will on February 7th when you play Saskatoon, right?
Hell yeah, man. I got some moments I can't wait to share with you guys.
What can we expect when we go to the show February 7th at the Capitol between yourself and Stephen Lee? You got a chance to perform already on the tour. You got a chance to watch him on stage. What can we expect?
Man, let me tell you something. If you guys have seen me play, you know exactly what to expect. I'm high energy. I got moments. I want to connect with you. I want to create relationships. I want to create memories with you guys. If you have never seen Stephen Lee Olsen play live, oh my God. This dude, again, maybe I'm biased because I'm a fan, but the guy sings like an absolute angel. I've never heard any, like, he's able to hit these crazy notes night after night. He brings so much energy. He's giving you guys moments, man. I mean, maybe I'm just a fangirl in a little bit right now. He's not here, so I can say this, right? If I was around him, I'd be like, yo, Steve, man, it was a nice try out there. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you'll get
of
him
course
next
you
time.
Would, yeah.
But you know, got to keep him down a little bit.
Boys being boys, yeah.
But, you know, if anybody has not seen this show, which I'm sure a lot of you haven't because Steven's never toured across Canada before. So the fact that you guys are going to get a chance to see this, I'm telling you, you do not want to miss. This guy is top, top tier. And I sit and watch the show every night.
Right on.
Because I'm just like,
well, we're excited.
Please come check it out, John.
Yeah, we're excited for the tour to come our way. Again, we'll have to wait till February 7th, but it will be coming. Before I let you go, JoJo, I understand you have your own podcast. We have a radiothon coming up for mental health, and your podcast is Mental Health Mondays with JoJo Mason. Maybe tell us why the podcast came about.
So I started doing this series, the Mental Health Mondays. I started doing it during the pandemic, and I was just struggling. And I've been through a whole bunch of things, and I know myself well enough to know that it's easier to go through stuff with people than it is to go through everything by yourself. And I think during that time, we were all struggling. And I wanted to create some sort of community, I guess, selfishly for myself that, you know, that I needed. Turns out, a lot of people needed it as well. So we started that initiative during the pandemic. We kind of stepped away from it for the last little while, brought it back. Now I'm busy on tour doing tour things, and hopefully we're going to be bringing it back in the next few months. But I got some other announcements and some other things I can't quite tell you yet, but I'm working on a whole bunch of different campaigns surrounding mental health and fathers and men. And I think that's such an important topic for us to be talking about. So when I'm allowed to, and when I'm able to, my boy, I will holler at you guys and tell you all about it. But just know that there's some big things coming, and it's all surrounding mental health. And you know me, I'm an advocate for it since day one. So
when it's available,
coming, man.
When it's available, we will hear more. JoJo Mason releases his new EP, Betting on Me, February 7th, the same day he rolls into Saskatoon on the Country Night in Canada tour with Stephen Lee Olsen. Tickets available through our website at cjwwradio.com. Get them while you can. JoJo, thanks for taking the time on the road to check in with us. And hey, we can't wait for the 7th of February.
Hell yeah, my man. Anything for you guys, always. You know I love my Sasky boys, and I love my Sasky towns. I can't wait to roll through my home province, man. It's going to be so sick.